Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, Sparky, what's going on? Steve Sparky, Fiverr, Gary Ellerson, Bill Schmidt with you on the Big Show.
Wendy's Big Show. So Jim Ozarski just tweets out, a shocker out of Cincinnati, and it's a link to Cincinnati.com. The Bengals have fired their offensive line coach, Frank Pollock, as Zach Taylor, soon to be head coach Zach Taylor, can bring in his own guys, okay? But as Ozarski points out, Pollock was on the same staff as Matt LaFleur in Houston.
That's your next offensive line coach.
Yep. Instead of the guy in Indy, probably. See, and I just...
He's going to hire his buddies.
He's going to hire his guys. Now, this is an old dude. He's got a gray goatee, the whole deal. So this ain't some young cat.
Steve.
I don't know what this dude's Steve, track record is, though. Now, Frank Pollock.
I hire you over Mitch Nellis.
Over who?
Good point.
Mitch Nellis. If I had another radio station I was starting up and Mitch Nellis didn't have a job and you didn't have a job, I hire you over him.
Okay.
I mean, I like Mitch and everything. I
do like that he's calling him out, though. That's great.
Well, you know Mitch got on my timeline last night.
Oh, he was on the timeline.
Is that what started this?
He got my Taysom Hill timeline. Everybody on my Taysom Hill timeline. I had
Taysom
to call
Hill.
Him out.
Hey, what does Taysom Hill do for you, Gary?
Let's talk about what we're talking about. Where are we going here?
Frank Pollock, obviously, want to talk about Taysom Hill.
Pollock played in the league?
Yeah, Pollock.
From 1990 to 1997?
Pollock went to the University of Georgia. Pollock.
Northern Arizona.
David Pollock.
Oh.
Offensive
lineman.
No,
this is
Pollock.
Frank Pollock.
Oh.
Went to Northern Arizona.
David
drafted
Pollock
in
is a bad dude.
He's at Georgia.
What
time is it?
It is 4:25 in the afternoon. People are just getting out of work. So why don't you tell them what Taysom Hill does for you, Gary?
Can we talk about it tomorrow?
We got like five minutes, so that'll be more than enough time.
No, it ain't.
It is.
He's still worth more than five minutes.
Nope.
It's Taysom Hill, man.
No.
Oh,
we're talking about Taysom Hill tomorrow.
For what?
Put it in like 248 behind something. We'll see if it goes. Throw the line out there. See if anybody want to get in on it.
We have Brian Kenny at 435.
Fine.
We can do this for 5 minutes and be done with it.
No, I can't. It's too much.
It's Taysom Hill.
I got too much in me. Too much in me, cuz. You talking about your Greg Gard top on Twitter. I think my Taysom Hill on Twitter told your Greg Gard Twitter thing up. But although I was very passionate about Greg Gard, because that pissed me off, too, when you said to me this morning. I go, yeah, I can go with that today. These people talking about Greg Gard, they want to fire him. Shut up.
So we only got a couple of minutes. We don't want to talk about Taysom Hill.
No, we're going to talk about your boy, Kyler Murray, real quick.
Real quick.
Don't waste that topic here.
Good. I got something else for
you. No. Go ahead. What do you got?
From Wichita Falls, Texas.
From who?
Police in northern Texas say a woman was banned from a local Walmart after she spent several hours driving an electrical shopping cart around the store's parking lot while drinking wine from a Pringles can.
Yep. True story. Saw
police tell Times Record News that officers responded to a suspicious person call at 9 a.m. on a Friday.
So she was at Walmart?
9 a.m. on a Friday at Walmart. In Wichita Falls, Texas, about 125 miles northwest of Dallas, Texas, Wichita Falls police spokesman Jeff Hughes says the woman had reportedly been riding the electric cart around the parking lot for about 3 hours. Police eventually found the woman in a nearby restaurant and told her not to return to the store. She has not been arrested or her name has not been released.
They got any pictures of her on Instagram?
We can't find her. If anybody knows the Pringle woman's Instagram, please, at 105.7 FM The Fan or live at 105.7 FM.
But you mean Walmart? I mean Walmart, because I mean you don't find it at Target, right? But Walmart.
That's a Walmart thing. When you had the knee, did you drive around in one of those little electric carts?
Never.
Have you ever driven around in the electric carts?
No.
But you know what? It seemed like
was rolling in those things when I was hurt.
It seemed like I get them mixed up.
Logan?
Yeah, that's the one who played baseball?
Yeah.
Seemed like Logan would drive right. He just get in and just get going.
Oh, he's wanted to in the past.
Mm-hmm. He'd watch him.
Oh, he'd wanted to in the past, for sure.
Right.
Oh, that's
what we used to do. Type jokers. Yeah.
11 years old, absolutely.
Yeah, that's what gets him, guys.
Yep. He used to race him around the store.
And you know what he does? Get Jack-Jack and put him on his lap. Then that way you can't beat him.
Cruising down the street in my 6'4".
Got Jack-Jack in his lap. Whee!
Oh, yeah. Jack-Jack would like that. Jack.
HR would not be happy, though.
No, no, she would not.
We got Brian Kenny coming up next. Like the piggy coming out of the back seat.
Yes, yes.
I'm so glad that commercial's back.
Yeah, that's a great commercial.
This is the Wendy's Big Show. We're taking you back on your ride home from work. Jair Alexander, this bit of news. We want to get to this before Brian Kenny. Named to the Pro Football Writers of America All-Rookie Team, Gary. The first-round pick was taken 18 by the Packers. He is the first Packers player to make the All-Rookie Team since 2014 awesome. When center Corey Linsley and HaHa Clinton Dix were selected. First cornerback since Casey Hayward in 2012.
That's good. That's good. I like that. I like that. Now, they don't need that next year.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, now he's got to get better, though. He's next level. You see that Lattimore kid made a statement this past game, saved a game
yep.
for him.
And he was the 11th pick overall when he was taken, defensive yep. rookie of the year. Yep. Packers will have the 12th pick and the New Orleans
Jeez,
Saints
I can't wait
first
draft.
Round pick. Can't
can
wait?
You?
Yeah, I can.
The combine draft, I'm ready for it this year, man.
Brian Kenny doesn't cover
Brian
the
Kenny.
Scouting Combine, doesn't cover the NFL draft. He covers the MLB like a glove right
like
now.
A glove.
He's hosting the MLB Network's Top 10 right now, something that ranks down the top 10 players per position in the major leagues. What Brewers are going to appear on that list? We'll talk to Brian Kenny next.
Over the past 4 years, Yasmani has distinguished himself as one of the premier catchers in baseball. He provides us an offensive force, a powerful force in the middle of our lineup. He's one of the best receivers in baseball, and he handles a pitching staff exceptionally well.
There's David Stearns earlier today addressing the media. Yasmani Grandal, now a member of the Milwaukee Brewers, right now on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline. The newest member of the Wendy's Big Show for the next couple of minutes is Brian Kenny, one of my favorite voices in broadcasting on the MLB Network. Brian is hosting MLB Network's Top 10 Right Now series, began last weekend. And MLB Network will unveil the top 10 right fielders and catchers beginning this Saturday at 8 p.m. Central. Yasmani Grandal expected to be featured in that episode. Brian, thanks for the time, man. Appreciate it.
You're very welcome.
We look at this Brewers team right now and where they reached last year, the signing of Yasmani Grandal. Brewers fans remember quite a few pass balls that we saw in the NLCS that cost the Dodgers a lot of runs and ultimately gave the Brewers a couple of chances to win some games. But the advanced numbers that you guys do really, really well at MLB Network, he is one of the top catchers in all of baseball.
Well, yeah, I mean, from the big stuff to the little stuff, I mean, his pitch framing is excellent. He's among the league leaders, he's very good at like helping with the pitching staff as well. He also hits, and when you add, the beauty of doing top 10 right now every year is you actually have to see what everybody is doing, you know, and quantify it and see what the hitting is and also keep track of the trends within each position. And over the last 5 years, hitting has just gone south at catcher. It's such a demanding position now, and I think now more so than ever with all of the information that's coming in from baseball ops, that's with Milwaukee included, their baseball operations department is top-notch. And also, you know, sign-stealing, pitch-tipping, all that subterfuge that goes on. Catching is much more demanding, and we're seeing a lot more platoon situations throughout baseball. And if you can hit even a little bit or hit reasonably well, like Yasmani Grandal, JT Realmuto, you're going to be at the, you know, the top five of the list in a top 10.
You know, when we talk about Grandal and the pass balls that he has, it seems like advanced stat guys, which I'm not one of, seem to kind of just poo-poo that stat and focus on framing of the pitches and everything else that goes along with it. Is that a true statement that the guys, and you're one of those guys, obviously, that are really into numbers, kind of look past that pass ball stat?
Well, no, I mean, everything is an issue. You know, the numbers are just reflecting what's happening in real life on the field. But I would also say there is something happening in Major League Baseball, because if you look at all of the playoffs last year, Martin Maldonado, Grandal, and Gary Sanchez all had real problems in the playoffs. Now, for Sanchez, it's been kind of a recurring theme, but you know the fact that it happened to three different guys where they had trouble just catching the ball, I think it just shows you like the degree of sophistication that it takes now to catch. And I think some of these guys, I've had conversations with a number of, you know, major league catchers, ex-major league catchers, our analysts, you know, Dave Valley, Joe Girardi, saying, what do you think is happening? And they believe that there is so much information coming in that you it just overloads your brain. And Grandal or some of these guys might all be so overloaded with not just the pitch sequencing, but the level of explosiveness that's coming out of these guys' arms, because the break and the velocity is sharper than ever from these pitchers. And on top of it, you're trying to frame the pitch. So you can't just stab at it because you want to receive it and steal a strike. I think all those things can just mess with your head, and I think that's what happened to Grandal. I think most of those things should be, I'm saying should be, I don't think it's the yips. I think these things should be fixable.
You know, the other thing that Grandal brought up today that I thought was interesting was he talked about that he's really going to kind of have to focus on really calling pitches and having a little bit more strategy to his game because he's not pitching in catching in Petco and Dodger Stadium all year, that this is going to be a little bit different for him. How much stock do you put into that? I didn't look up to see what the road ERA was of pitchers in L.A. or San Diego when he was catching them.
Oh, yeah, well, those are drastic pitchers' parks, so the game changes slightly. But I don't think it has a huge effect. Like, unless if you tell me you're catching in Colorado, sure, that the game changes there. But otherwise, I think just the run scoring goes up. If you're in Milwaukee or Cincinnati, things change a bit, but it's not that extreme the way it is, say, in Colorado. But yeah, no, Petco is a few years ago before they moved in the fences, played even more defensively, but that's not the case anymore.
Talking with Brian Kenny on the Wendy's Big Show of MLB Network, host of MLB Network's Top 10 right now. Right, the next one on Saturday will be right fielders and catchers, then left field and center fielders. We expect that Lorenzo Cain should be in the center field battle. Where are you guys slotting in Christian Yelich as he floats into the right field and left field as well?
I think we put him in, it's off the top of my head, I think we put him into right field.
And that's
star-studded. Again, you got to pick a spot, but I think we put him in right field.
And there's so many guys on this Brewers team, Brian, and it's something that I wanted to talk to you about. As Brian also wrote the book Ahead of the Curve, Inside Baseball Revolution, the way that conversations are floating with changing of trying to outlaw shifting in baseball. It's something that the Brewers do really, really well. And you mentioned all the information that's being flooded into these major league front offices and into these clubhouses. How important is it to keep shifting in baseball to allow the defense to adjust to how good these hitters are becoming?
I think it's ludicrous to try to stop it. Like, why? Why not let the game play out? Like, let the dynamic play out. And I think it will, you know, you talk about unintended consequences. I actually think this, if you try to limit shifting or outlaw shifting, it'll have the exact opposite effect of what you want. Because what I think fans are saying, and what, you know, people who don't like the shift are saying, is they want to see singles. They want to see hitting. Well, if you want to see singles, if you want to see kind of the dampening of the three true outcomes player, like the modern player who only hits home runs, strikes out, and walks. If you want to see that guy limited because you don't like this one-dimensional baseball, well, why put in what is like basically, protective laws, you know, meant to just safeguard that guy, to help him. Don't help him. Help the singles hitter. If you're still up there shifting, and this happens for a few more years, eventually some team is going to start promoting all those slap hitters, the punch and Judy hitters that right now can't get a whiff because everybody wants Joey Gallo. You know, everybody says they want Rod Carew, but what they really want is Joey Gallo. So make the game keep going this way until somebody says, hey, contact, slapping the ball the other way, the value of the single, let's try to get some batting average guys, because I believe right now the way the game, all the guys that are getting promoted are the exact players that we are tired of. And I was always behind those guys. I was at the forefront of, you know, Adam Dunn is a great player. You think he stinks? Nope, he's great. He walks, he hits home runs. If he strikes out, so what? Well, that was great when there was one or two of Adam Dunn and Rob Deere. But when the entire league is those guys, now you've got a problem. So don't look to protect them. Let the game police itself out on the field.
Let me ask you this. From a Brewers pitching standpoint, I think shifts really help their starting pitchers and pitching staff in general, by the way they're positioned and how many runs they've probably saved for that pitching staff. But I'm struggling with Brewer fans here, talking about these Madison Bumgarner rumors that are out there. And we talked about Dan O'Dowd's proposal of a couple of prospects for Madison Bumgarner. And a lot of Brewer fans are saying, ah, screw it, don't need Bumgarner. We'll just go with what we have. You're one game away from the World Series. It's not necessary. How do you view what the Brewers did last year and whether or not you think it's sustainable without having that true stud at the front of the rotation?
No, I think it's sustainable, and I saw at the very start, I saw the Brewers in spring training, and I realized they had a plan that they thought with the pitchers they had and with the brain power that they brought to their pitch sequencing and their entire attack, kind of a holistic approach, that they would be able to be competitive. That said, you know, to have a run preventer for, you know, more innings at the front end just makes life so much easier. So I still think I liked what they did, but you get more powerful if you have someone at the front end. And if it doesn't have to be 220 innings, you know, something that we used to shoot for, but it just has to be a quality 180. And Bumgarner is a guy who can bring you that. Even though he's not what he used to be, he still is a very durable pitcher. He still knows how to pitch. He looks like a guy who will be some sort of combination as he goes into his 30s of Justin Verlander and CC Sabathia. You know, his velocity is diminished. It's going to continue that way. He's going to have to learn to pitch differently. He seems to be the type of guy that could do that. So, again, you're playing superpower baseball. So to be just good enough isn't good enough. You know, to think that you're just going to be able to hang with the Cubs again and beat the Dodgers and do that again, you know, and compete with the Nationals, that's who you're competing with. You know, they can be better than everybody else in the league, but when it comes down to it, can you beat the Cubs? Can you beat even the Cardinals? Can you beat the Dodgers? Can you beat the Nationals, the super clubs that are out there? And then whatever monster comes across from the American League. So when you're in the league of super teams, you've got to bulk up and rearm.
There's Brian Kenny of the MLB Network. Brian hosting MLB Network's Top 10 right now. MLB Network unveils the top 10 right fielders and catchers beginning this Saturday at 8 p.m. Central. As Monty Grandal going to be featured in the catching episode. And all the way in February 9th, the relievers and shortstop episode. I cannot wait to see Josh Hader be a part of that top 10, Brian. Thanks for the time, man. Appreciate it.
You're very welcome. Take care.
There's Brian Kenny of the MLB Network on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline. Start your renovation journey with a simple and convenient pre-approval from Great Midwest Bank, dedicated to providing perfectly personalized home loans to those right here in our communities since 1935.
Go ahead, Gary.
One quick question.
What's up?
Do you know if Donald Trump, do you know if Clemson wanted the burgers?
I don't know, but they all applauded when crazy, apparently, when they saw that they were Wendy's burgers. Can't blame them. Who wouldn't want Wendy double stacks, whatever else they provided for those kids?
Right.
So Clemson ordered the burgers.
I don't know if Clemson ordered them. I think, well, Trump claims he paid out of his own pocket get the fast food.
He might have.
Well, that's what I don't know. Yeah. Who knows?
But I'm just saying, did Clemson choose that?
No, he didn't.
No.
For their dinner?
The furloughed staff couldn't make the regular dinner.
So because people tweeted me because I went off on it last night, said that Clemson chose to have the burgers.
No.
That's not true?
No, because Trump originally tweeted out that these kids probably like fast food, so I'll get them what they want, and then tweeted out like three or four brands of fast food he was going to get them. Yeah.
Are you serious?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And apparently they loved it, so it worked.
Some player on the Clemson offensive line had three double stacks in his hands, and there was a meme going around. I went to college, played at Clemson, and all I got was CTE and a couple of double stacks.
Right.
And the guy's like, no, I actually have a degree. I have 4 years of college football. Okay. I have an opportunity to go play professional football. Yeah. I have a job lined up and two championship rings.
Well, he didn't play for the Badgers.
Took care of that tweeter then, huh?
Yeah, right. And he didn't have to go to the jewelry center and buy him either.
Yeah, he didn't play for the Badgers either.
Man, I was trying to let you get out on that one.
No, I wanted to just do it again. You let me do it. What you did was great, but he didn't play for the Badgers. I mean, he got a degree, but he didn't play for the Badgers.
No, but he could have went to, you know.
Well, I mean, these jokers got money, so they don't graduate a degree. They can go check my good friend Dean Murray out on the jury. So you know where he is, baby towel. 76 and Layton Plaza.
Yes,
Brookfield,
sir.
Blue. You went to the Brookfield location?
I have been to the Brookfield location.
Blue Mountain Road?
I prefer just going
Tri-State National Bank Building.
ShopTJC.com.
Well, that's the best way to go. Another location, guys, in Burlington, Wisconsin. And funny that you mentioned the ShopTJC.com, guys. Go online right now, and they got this live chat. You don't have, if you're in your office right now, you're looking to get your girl or man something, ShopTJC.com. They've got, Steve, they got Mickey Mouse watches over there at the jewelry center.
Just, ooh, yeah. I'll have to go check that out.
Just in case you want.
Last time I was there, I didn't see them.
Yeah, Mickey Mouse watches. If you're looking for some Mickey Mouse watches, they've got a couple of them over there. But like I say, ShopTJC.com, live chat. They got them at all three stores. You can get all three stores live chat there and just kind of pick out what you want, and boom, boom, there it is. Dean Murray, he's the owner. He's normally there. That's where you're going to get the most. Most money for your old gold jewelry. Spring break is right around the corner, folks. So if you're looking to get that, you know, little extra bank to get you in a flight, get you to Arizona, like we're going to be going to, or get you to Florida. They still have spring training down in Florida, don't they?
Yes, sir. Grapefruit League.
Yeah, got that grapefruit league. I got to stay away from grapefruit. Grapefruit give me diarrhea, but that's beside the point. Go see my good friend Dean Murray at the Jewelry Center, 76 and Layton Plaza in Brookville off Blue Mile Road, Tri-City National Bank Building, right there on the second floor. And their new location right now is in Burlington, Wisconsin.
It's funny you mentioned to Steve about the Mickey Mouse watch. There was this mug, a Mickey Mouse mug that I saw yesterday, and I was going to buy it for you, but I figured you just had it already.
Might have.
I didn't listen to the podcast to make sure, but...
You know, mugs really are useless for me because I really don't drink coffee.
No, you don't.
Or anything. So
no, that's true.
Really.
Yeah, you're a soda guy.
You just drink out a cup? What do you do?
Yeah, just a glass.
Just a glass?
Mm-hmm.
You drink milk?
Yep.
You do? You like milk?
Sure do. Drink a lot of milk at home, yeah.
That's why he's got those strong bones. You ever broken a bone, Sparky?
Yeah. Yes,
I just chopped off fingers and split a bone in half, but other than that.
No, you had a stress fracture.
Other than that.
Well, that was in my leg.
Yeah.
So I guess, is that technically a break, a stress fracture?
Yeah.
Sure. Then I guess my leg.
Is that from when you got T-boned?
When I was trying to run. No, that was when I was training for the marathon. I found out I had a stress fracture a month out from the run. Or 2 months out, whatever.
This joke used to make us go work out almost every day, dude.
We went and worked out every day. Gary was in great shape back then. So was I.
Actually, I'm in better shape now than I was then.
Yeah.
I've lost a lot of weight.
You just had a knee replacement.
Good for you guys.
Yeah, I'm in better shape now.
Good for you guys.
Because I have to go work out now all the time to get the knee right.
That's probably true.
Make sure that your knee can bend.
Right. The guy I got now, man, he's absolutely.
You got a trainer again?
Yeah.
Well, I didn't know you had a trainer again.
Yeah, so, well, it was a physical therapist. So
physical for your knee. You don't have a trainer at, like, the gym if you're working out.
But I'm at the gym, though. So I'm at the gym with my physical therapist.
You work out? Where you work out at?
They have a place on Blue Mound that they have a huge. You know what it used to be? It used to be Vic Tanny's?
Sure.
Oh, Vic Tanny's? Look at you.
Is it Vic Tanny's?
Yes.
Remember Vic Tanny's?
Yeah, I think my mom used to go to Vic Tanny's or something.
Yeah, used to be Vic Tanny's on Blue Mile Road.
Correct, right by the bank.
Yeah, so now they turned, right by the bank right there.
Right by BMO
So
House.
Now they turned that into a sports medicine institute. And you can go there and your physical therapist come in there with Aurora Healthcare. They come in there and that's where they work out all their patients. We used to be Vic Tanny's, they turned it into a sports medicine clinic.
Well, I'm glad that they're getting you ready to go to Arizona. Yeah. We're going to be going to Arizona in about... 6 weeks.
Yeah.
Can't wait. It's going to be fun.
Is it 6 weeks, really?
Something like that, yeah. March 9th, I think, is when we leave. You're going to handle those, Sparky? You're going to be good for that? Gary and I think you're going to dip out a couple of those days that we're in Arizona. Is that cool?
Yeah, I'm fine.
Okay, cool.
I'm good.
Well, we'll be right back, and nobody's dipping out. Nobody's dipping out.
Nobody's dipping.
We still got a lot more to get to here on the Wendy's Big Show on a Tuesday edition. Kim and Lavoy, Judgment Day. Wendy's Big Show, just before 5 o'clock, got a chance for $1,000. At 5 o'clock and at 6 o'clock for you on The Fan on 105.7 FM, TheFan.com. If you're listening there, if you're listening on the radio.com app, we appreciate it. You should also favorite our station.
That's funny.
And subscribe to every single podcast that you can get at this station exclusively on the radio.com app.
11-year-old yesterday heard one of these promotions that we run in promos. Hey, we're chance for $1,000, blah, blah, blah. He says to me, we're in the car. He goes, man, if I had $1,000, man, I wouldn't have to go to school. I'm like, what are you talking about? I'm like, $1,000? You got to quit school over $1,000. I'm like, what are you going to do? I can start my own business. I'm like, $1,000? I said, no, you're not. No, that's not happening.
No, you can pay off some student loan debt, though. I can tell you that much. That does
sure.
Help. That
you could
big
go
time.
Towards a Disney trip. You could do that, too.
Bring it with me to Vegas when we go.
You could go to Vegas and spend $1,000 in Vegas. You could do that. Gary, what would you do with $1,000? They said, all right, you want $1,000, Gary Ellerson. Where are you spending your money? Golf clubs or what? Cigars?
No.
Can't spend $1,000.
No, Gary,
No, I might take a trip or something.
$1,000, yeah?
Yeah, $1,000. go somewhere warm for a couple of days.
Get
right?
you airfare, get you a couple of nice rooms
yeah,
somewhere.
For a couple of days, that's all you need in this crap here.
Right.
Because it's about to get cold now.
And it's brutal outside right yeah, now. Because you're just there. Looking outside and it's just gloomy every morning.
It is. But it's not getting as dark as early. So that's
good point.
At least there's
not
that.
No, we've been fortunate this winter. But I know the snowmobilers sure. are not happy.
Hey, G, I got to ask you something real
ask,
quick.
Ask me something.
So yesterday when you were out sick, we did a just a fun little topic here about favorite Bradley Center memory, if you have one, and then what would you want to put in that space when they tear the Bradley Center down? And I had brought up, and I don't remember what city it was. I thought it was St. Louis, that you had always reminisced about this like double-decker, two-level cigar bar that was just all of that and how there really wasn't one of those.
Indianapolis and, have one.
Was it Indianapolis, not St. Louis? Okay.
Unbelievable.
But you went with the guy from St. Louis to the cigar bar, the guy from the Rams. What's his area with some open green space or whatever? Is there anything that you would like to see
oh, God,
downtown?
That, the cigar bar, with that the way you just did that, with that that's really nice.
Because he'd be between both arenas, right. letting out concerts, mm-hmm. the whole deal, before or after.
But see, the cigar bar, too, though, is it's a niche.
For sure.
Thing.
But you got so all you those business people downtown, man.
Right, but you need something that will attract both. But I think you could do something both there. I think you could do a cigar bar there. But
Leroy was
also
talking about some huge gymnasium that you two are going to build. Some big weightlifting facility with 24-hour basketball. He had all the details. You and like three other former Packers were talking about opening up.
Leroy has a lot of ideas.
I had to poo-poo it in that area because you can't be having a swimming pool open 24 hours with 3rd Street and Water Street right down the street.
No, that ain't going to work.
That can't happen.
But what you would need, though, here's what I would think, though, and a cigar bar I like, but I would love like a nice bar. Now, where you can go to or a restaurant before and after the game.
There's a ton of good restaurants downtown, though.
Yeah, but that puts you right in the middle of everything, and it will be part of the whole entertainment district.
Right.
I mean, that will be, I mean, to me, that's, and it is, but the bar that I'm talking about is something different than the ones that you have, like, right across the street. This will be a little bit more modern. All those bars are kind
more
of
higher
old.
End.
Yeah, a little bit more higher end.
Yep.
But not steak and all that. I mean, you can get one, but nothing like that. It's just mm-hmm. something a little bit more laid back that still goes with a cigar, that still goes with that, but it's a separate spot. You got that in one spot. It's upstairs. You got a downstairs. Or if you didn't want to do that, Steve, you remember, we went to Arizona.
Yep.
Arizona's got by the stadium. Remember how they did all that over there?
By Maryville?
No, yes.
Walmart?
No, not Maryville.
By the football
no.
stadium, the West
the football
game.
Stadium.
Oh, that outdoor
out
area.
Glendale,
all that
yep.
over there?
Right.
That's what you need.
Right.
That,
yep.
and it's...
It's an outdoor area with a bunch of restaurants and shops and
but
stuff like that.
The only part here, can you do this outdoors? But yes, yeah,
outdoor...
Essentially,
it's kind of like Bayshore Mall, but more widespread.
Exactly. Sure.
Bayshore Mall's having problems.
And then they
themselves.
Got all those condos they had
yep,
over there.
For sure.
Hotels. Maybe something like that, too.
I'll
but
tell you.
That where is that at? Is that in Glendale?
It's yeah, in Glendale. Called the Westgate Entertainment District.
Is that what it's called?
There's some entertainment out there.
Ooh,
found some entertainment
that's
out there.
That's nice.
Yep.
They
for spring training.
Like that. Because I thought that's kind of what they want with the entertainment district. Is that what they wanted? Or
you
no?
brought up another live block.
I that's what I would like. I'd like to see them do more of what they kind of have, right? So you could put a couple more things down there, but like a hill, you know, the ski hill with an ice rink and stuff
yeah,
like that.
Yeah, I don't
that.
Want to do the ski hill because then maybe,
not the ski
maybe
hill,
one of
the
general managers want to go slide down a hill or something like that.
And then they get memed forever, right? Come on, don't be bitter about that.
Yeah, we don't want to do
don't
that.
Don't be bitter about that,
this
man.
This guy's running the Green Bay Packers. But there he is.
Look, what's
that
probably
is a funny picture.
Yeah, right?
What probably is going to happen. By the way, does anybody else?
What?
Anybody else? Concerned, like I'm. Like, why haven't they announced what they're doing with that? Like I don't get it. They were so far ahead on what the arena was going to be. They were yeah. so far ahead on what that live block was going to be.
Well, maybe
this thing is
time.
Literally just got the roof blown off
yeah,
of it,
yeah.
and we still haven't heard.
We're gonna get it all cleaned.
It's
up.
Probably going to be hotels or something like that. But I think it's going to look goofy.
Well, you do need a new hotel.
Yeah, but
you always,
that's a huge.
But,
that's
but
a huge
that's
space.
What Milwaukee needs. So if they're talking about doing like
the All-Star game.
Stuff like that, you need hotels, conventions, stuff like this.
And like a five-star hotel.
Stuff that's
going
to bring money in, you need more hotel space than that we don't have in Milwaukee.
Or Leroy Butler's idea, and now I'm adopting it and taking it as mine. Maybe they're getting clearance in the city ordinance. Nightclub.
No. The Bucks won't do that.
Nightclub with special entertainment. Those are my favorite kinds. Pick a lane.
Well, I mean,
it is
the Forum, right?
It is the Forum.
And, you know, back
forum
in the day,
club.
Magic and told
because right
they had a nightclub in the Forum.
Won't happen.
They had too much fun in that Forum Club, didn't they?
The Forum Club, yeah. Remember
won't
that?
Happen. Don't even get your hopes up. It's not happening.
That's what I wanted the Panorama Club to be.
That was definitely never happening.
That was what I thought it was going to be.
Yeah, no.
Like a legitimate nightclub. And then all of a sudden Giannis would be up there after the game.
Yeah.
Everybody's looking at him. Yeah. He's the celebrity. Oh, well.
Have you been up there?
I have been.
Yeah, it's nice, isn't it?
It's really cool.
Steve, you been up there
yet?
Yeah. It's nice.
Real nice.
I watched the entire Marquette game over there when they took on Buffalo. I might do that one of these upcoming games.
I'm going to the game on Monday. Looking forward to that.
That's
going to
be fun. Marquette taking on Dallas. Georgetown right now tonight. And the Milwaukee Bucks at home at the Fiserv Forum taking on the Miami Heat. Sparky will be back with the Pick and Save Milwaukee Pro Hoops postgame show tonight after Bucks and Heat. But we're back after this with the 5 o'clock hour Great Lakes Dragway. Pick a lane of the Wendy's Big Show on Sports Radio 105.7 FM. The Fan.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.